head coach opened, and McDaniel fired by Miami last week after four seasons. McDaniel was the Browns receivers coach back in 2014. McDaniel also expected to soon interview with the Falcons, the Ravens, and the Titans about their head coach openings. Well, we could find out today if the Browns have made the cut, or does the former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh spent the weekend narrowing down the list of teams he'll talk to about their openings. Harbaugh deciding if maybe he'll only talk to like 2 to 4 teams and could actually make a final decision by the end of the week. Wild card weekend in the NFL playoffs wrapping up tonight. The Pittsburgh Steelers entertain the Houston Texans in the AFC. The Steelers have lost 6 straight postseason games dating back to 2016. Meanwhile, the Texans, they close out the regular season with 9 straight wins, but now got to try to win their first road playoff game in franchise history. Texans 0-6. One of the good signs from Saturday's win against Minnesota was Cavaliers forward Evan Mobley going 11 of 16 from the floor. Mobley had 24 points on working on being more aggressive when it comes to his offense.
It's always a focus. That's a big part of my game, so I always got to keep that up, and I think it makes the team better with me being aggressive, so just keep that up as much as I can and keep going game by game.
Cavs back to work tonight, going to play host to the Utah Jazz. Meanwhile, Kevin Love and the Jazz coming to town following a 55-point loss at home to Charlotte on Saturday. Wild card weekend wrapping up tonight. Steelers and Texans live here on 92.3 The Fan. Coverage starts tonight at 7:30. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram is going to join us. Tyvus Powell at 11:40. It's a big day here at Baskin and Phelps. Why? Because the Browns have Mike McDaniel in town, the former head coach of the Dolphins, former Browns receiver coach.
And court Shanahan. Reporter for Kyle Shanahan. By the way, should I explain the joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the reason why I call him the court reporter is because he's the one that typed up Kyle Shanahan's 32-point presentation. We say it wasn't PowerPoint, but it was 32 points of why Kyle Shanahan wanted and should be allowed out of his contract as offensive coordinator back in 2014. And obviously atop that list is, you made me play Johnny Manziel and bench Brian Hoyer.
I would guess that was point number one.
You would think.
Yeah.
So that's why I make the joke that he was Kyle Shanahan's court reporter, because Kyle basically, they brainstormed the thing together and came up with it and presented it to, whether it was the Haslams or Ray Farmer, I think, was the GM at the time, whoever he ended up presenting that to. But so that's where the court reporter joke comes from, is he's the one
I won out
that typed up the 32-point get me. My thing now is I hope when he does the interview today, he walks in with a 32-point presentation of why he should be the replacement for Kevin Stefanski.
And he's funny enough that he might do that.
I really hope he does it.
Now, can I, before we get to the Jim Schwartz question, if you're Mike McDaniel and you have very high regard for Kyle Shanahan and you typed up 32 reasons why you should be let out of your deal for Kyle Shanahan, why the heck is he interviewing with the Cleveland Browns?
Because there's only 32 of these and he doesn't have one anymore.
I was looking for something a lot more in-depth than the obvious, but I was thinking the same thing about the obvious. Seriously, if you're McDaniel, it's like, I helped the guy get the hell out of here because he didn't want to be here anymore because he thought this place was whatever it was.
And the people running the show are still running the show.
And the same people are still here as far as ownership.
Also, it pays more.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted football reasons why? Well, they got a killer defense, future Hall of Famer in Myles Garrett. That's kind of, I think, where the good stuff ends.
Two
first-round picks. You got, you got Fannin. You got Judkins. You got Dylan Sampson. How can you not get excited about those guys? I mean, you don't have a quarterback or an offensive line or wide receivers, but details.
So on the Fox pregame show, Jay Glazer, and Jay gets a lot of information. Say what you want about Jay. He gets a lot of information. He was talking about all of the head coaching searches going on. When he hit the Cleveland Browns, he said this. All candidates, they're being told that the Browns want to keep Jim Schwartz in there as defensive coordinator. That begs so many questions, and we're going to touch on most of them. If that's the case, why are they even interviewing even one defensive coordinator? Any guy who's a defensive coordinator now, twofold, would want to do his own defense.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly,
and by the way, not to get you off, but a couple of these guys don't run a 4-3, they run a 3-4.
Which doesn't seem to fit with what the personnel is here,
right?
Since they've loaded up on defensive tackles and defensive ends. And if you're Jim Schwartz, would you just, if they brought in a defensive coordinator to be the head coach and didn't hire you, I'd be steamed. And I might retire. I'd certainly ask out of my contract.
So if here are the coaches that Jim Schwartz will not work for.
Let me get a pen.
You ready?
Yep, go.
Aiden Durty.
Who is the Seattle
defensive coordinator. Doesn't call the plays on game day. He's the Alex Van Pelt of the Seahawks defense.
British guy.
He is. Yeah. He's a Brit.
Yeah.
Chargers defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter.
Yep.
If they end up talking to him and hiring him.
Supposedly they want to.
Yes, they do. They have requested an interview for him. Rams defensive coordinator, Chris Shula. He is the grandson of the late Hall of Fame head coach, Don Shula.
And coach to John Carroll.
I knew
Dave is dad.
Basically half the NFL these days came from John Carroll.
Sure seems that way. Way to go, Blue Streaks.
I kind of feel like it just...
Between them and Mount.
Needs to be on the resume. You got to have John Carroll on your resume. Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley.
Who, by the way, might see his offers dwindle after giving up 25 points in the fourth quarter to the Bears, but that's neither here nor there.
Not great.
No.
Also, he was here as well. He's a former Browns defensive assistant. So anyone that was a defensive coordinator for another team, if they go that direction and hire them to be head coach, Jim Schwartz is out of here. Book it. Because
why would he stay?
Exactly. Because
and why would that coach want him?
Correct. Okay. So that I do believe that part of these defensive coordinators being interviewed are in the event that if they hire an offensive guy and Schwartz says thanks but no thanks,
because I interviewed for the job and you don't want me, and
correct,
maybe I want to
retire. There's
nothing
else for me to do here,
or maybe I want to go work for Kevin Stefanski again,
right? Then now you have a list of
defensive guys
that you've interviewed for your head coaching job, that you bring them in as defensive coordinator and assistant head coach, so they, by fancy title, they get a promotion. So you can hire them. So it's not a lateral move. So
if you're Jim Schwartz and you interviewed for the gig, Dan made a great point when we were chatting this morning. He said, if they're not going to hire Schwartz.
Which, by the way, this is the second time he will have interviewed for the head coach job.
Yeah. Because he did back in 2019?
I think he was in the 2020
In the Freddie Kitchens, or was he in the...
I think he was in the Stefanski search.
And
The 2020 Stefanski search. I know that made no sense, because 2019 was also a Stefanski search.
And he was with Andrew Berry in Philadelphia in 2019.
Correct.
If you're Schwartz and you don't get the job, well then, and they're so gung-ho about keeping you, then why don't you get the job?
Right. And
why wouldn't? And Dan made the point... Did he have nothing to say about the offense that impressed them? And they just thought, oh boy, it's defense only? And I don't know.
Right. We don't. And that's always a possibility, right? But here's the thing, too. You got to understand about, like, defensive coordinators clearly understand offense because it's their job to defend it and stop it.
Yeah.
So they know offense, right?
It's the key.
Now, they may not have their, they may have their defensive lingo, right? Their defensive dictionary. And maybe they don't have as expansive of an offensive dictionary. But so that's where I come out on the Jim Schwartz thing. I'm a big fan of Jim Schwartz. I think he did. I really think he did a hell of a job here the 3 years that he was here.
You're talking about him in the past tense.
Well, I'm talking about him as, you know, potentially, yeah, moving on if he's not selected. I think that's a real possibility. But also at the same time, if you, again, you hire a guy like Dan Pitcher, I could see a scenario where Schwartz does stay. Or they say to him, you didn't get the head job, but, you know, we'll give you a title promotion and make you assistant head coach because Bubba Ventrone is not going to be here anymore. Because right now, Bubba Ventrone, see, people forget, Bubba Ventrone not only was special teams coordinator, he was assistant head coach.
If you're Jim Schwartz and you don't get this gig, would you stay just because, all right, well, there are only 32 defensive coordinators? Or would you want the, you know what, out of here?
After 3 years, I probably, if I were him, I'd move on. I'm putting, now, you asked me what I would do. That's why I'm saying that, okay? I don't want this to come off like Daryl wants Jim Schwartz to get out of town. No, I in a perfect world, I would like Jim Schwartz to remain the defensive coordinator. But I understand the real world doesn't work that way.
In a perfect world, would you want Jim Schwartz as your head coach? I would think, Daryl, he would be an unexciting move that could end up being a really good move.
If Todd Monken's my offensive coordinator or Joe,
Tommy Rees?
You're not getting.
Could Tommy Rees stick
kept
around?
Kevin, you should have just
that's,
kept.
That's what
just
I would think.
Kevin.
If you're gonna promote Jim Schwartz and keep Tommy Rees as offensive coordinator, then why'd you get rid of Kevin?
Right. And this is the challenge for the Browns. Is like Tommy Rees is very well regarded around the NFL. Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator, he is a head coach in waiting.
By the way, did you see the tush push yesterday that gained almost 10 yards for a touchdown?
Well, it was almost a touchdown if it wasn't for that pesky replay review.
Amazing.
Nate Shieldhouse, he's the Rams pass game coordinator.
Is he old enough to vote?
But he has that Tommy Rees upward trajectory of going
to
be
you're
a head
hoping
coach.
To get lucky and find the next Sean McVay.
Right. I mean, if you got Sean McVay coffee at any point in your life or emptied his trash can in his office, you are an NFL head coach in the making.
Exactly.
You guys find it odd Jim Schwartz hasn't talked to anybody else in this cycle?
I have mentioned that last week, and I might tell
you something.
Well, that's the weird thing, yeah. And anybody else agree with me on this? Mike McCarthy's name has really not been front and center on some of these searches now.
Right. Well, here's the thing, too, about, Jim.
I do find it weird that Jim's name is not mentioned because he built a really nice defense here and has done a great job and has coaching experience, but he's pretty far removed from that coaching experience in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting. You talk to the folks up there that covered the Lions during the Jim Schwartz era, and we talked to them about how he is here and what he's done here, and it's like the polar opposite. So,
in other words, he's cordial here, and
I don't know that that's how I would frame it, but just how he handles things and handles situations and things like that.
You have a real Belichick approach in Detroit.
There's something to be said for learning from your experiences as well. But no, what I was going to say about Jim is I do feel like he is deserving of consideration around the NFL for head coaching jobs because of the work that he has done here. He's done a really good job here.
Sure he has.
I'm a big fan of Jim, and I felt like he deserved the interview with the Browns. I didn't feel like it should have been just a courtesy or a token type of a interview situation. Like I legitimately felt like he earned that opportunity through his work. He's a really good football coach. Whether or not he fits what they want, well, we're going to find out ultimately when they, make the hire that they're going to make, whether it's later this week or next week or the following week. But I am a big fan of Jim Schwartz. I think he's done a great job. He's deserving of head coaching opportunities and interviews. But right now, it only looks like that the Cleveland Browns are the only team interviewing him for that opportunity, which I don't think Jim Schwartz is going to get the job.
If he does,
I think it's a plan B, C, D, E.
Yeah, complete fallback.
It's a Mike Patton situation.
Yeah.
It's a Rob Chudzinski situation.
That
it's a Chris Palmer
option
situation.
Option G.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if he's got the North Turner stink on him. you know, Norv ran into the same thing where everybody looked at Norv Turner and was kind of like, you're an offensive coordinator. You're not a head coach.
You're a great offensive coordinator. We love you.
Yeah, I love having you 3 feet away from the head coach. I don't like you being the head coach.
If Jim were available as a defensive coordinator, he'd get 10 right. interviews.
Yeah. Oh, he'd have a job tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he might even be able to pick his job tomorrow. But he can't take Myles Garrett with him.
I do find it interesting that the Browns apparently like him so much that Jay Glazer reports they're trying to tell anybody that they interview his head coach.
Well, we at the end of Jimmy Haslam's press conference, he said,
oh, yeah, we want to keep him.
Yeah. Like, there is some, like, oops, poker face and keep it close to the vest and all that that goes on. And then there's just some more just the unvarnished truth. And that was an instance where Jimmy Haslam was really honest. Yeah, they do like Jim Schwartz and think he's done a good job. As they should.
I guess as they should is absolutely right about that. Mike McDaniel in town today. And we're going to talk to Scott Patrick about that at 11 o'clock. Daryl's in for Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're here on The Fan. 92.3.